So, you know, for people who haven't actually reviewed it, we have been able to determine that out of the, you know, several thousand glyphs over the several hundred pages, there are 20 to 30 distinct letter glyphs that account for the vast majority of the characters in the book. But despite this, and despite being able to recognize several distinct etymologic patterns that seem to reinforce that it is a language and not just, you know, random gibbering, nobody has yet been able to decipher any chunk of this manuscript.
I find it really interesting that the Voynich manuscript is 600 years old, and there's nothing that linguistic that we can really relate to in this text. Is there anything that we can identify in this text? Anything at all that we can hold on to relate to it?
Well, and actually that's where I've been doing the preponderance of my work, what you might call cryptobotany. I have been familiarizing myself with the first large chapter of the book, which is basically an herbal textbook, essentially, and attempting to identify some of those plants as, and attempting to identify some of those plants definitely, and how that might impact what we think is written and what we know about the production of the manuscript.
That's fascinating, Dr. Banner. I think it's time to take a call. Juliet, you're on the line from Tulsa.
Dr. Banner, there's actually a plant here that grows like a weed in Tulsa, and I was just wondering, is there any indication that plants as far west as Oklahoma might be involved in the plants that were illustrated in this book? We've got this plant called Bitternshade.
B-I-T-T-E-R-N. That's Bitternshade.
It looks exactly like something on page 27 of the Voynich manuscript, and I just can't get over the similarities. What do you think?
Well, since our carbon dating of the Voynich manuscript pretty conclusively puts it before Columbus's arrival in the Americas, the discovery of a, you know, definitively American species in the Voynich manual would definitely cause for some major reevaluating of our functional parameters for what this manuscript means. However, I am familiar with the illustration in question, and my professional opinion would be that the distinct characteristics are fairly common in other nightshade family plants, specifically those close to the genus of deadly nightshade, Atropia. So I'm not sure we could make any definitive ruling based on just the identification of this shade family plant.
Thank you very much, Dr. Banner, and thank you to the caller from Oklahoma. Well, that's all the time we have for the Voynich manuscript. Next week, we discuss computer security. With 78% of American computers still accessible with the username admin and the password, is your computer safe? Call in and tell us.